Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We have a new friend with us, folks. Stan Slapp is with us. Stan is the president of the international consulting firm and the author of Bury My Heart in the Conference Room, in Conference Room B, I should say. Bury My Heart, let me get it straight. Bury My Heart at Conference Room B. You think I could read this? I actually did go to school, folks. Anyway, that's his new book, and I'm going to try to redeem myself by doing a good job in our visit. Stan Slapp, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
At least now, see, the good thing about, see, a lot of people think I do that accidentally, but they don't realize they do it on purpose, so they'll finally get the, you know, it'll drill into their brain what the book title is.
Slick.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Those who cannot read talk, so it's okay.
There you go. You got that right. Okay. Your book is all about emotional involvement.
Emotional commitment.
And commitment.
Yeah.
And so I know you know the story about the breakfast, right? The bacon and the eggs?
Tell me.
Well, the chicken was involved in your breakfast, but the pig was committed. And that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, but not that kind of painful commitment.
So talk to us about what it means.
Well, emotional commitment from the company side, if you're looking at it from you owning a company or running a company or managing managers, emotional commitment is what companies want most from their managers. It's the holy grail. It's worth more than a manager's financial, intellectual, and physical commitment combined. From the point of view of a manager or of employees, emotional commitment, the source of emotional commitment comes from being able to live your own deepest values in any relationship, which would mean the relationship with your company. So Emotional commitment is a great thing for you as a manager because it means it's safe to give emotional commitment. What the book shows is how to get it from managers, and if you are a manager, why you should give it and what's in it for you, basically how to actually live your deepest personal values.
So you're saying that some managers have emotional commitment, but they might not know how to convey that to others.
I'm saying managers...
And instill that in others.
Managers have the capacity for emotional commitment. Most managers are not giving emotional commitment.
And why? Tell us why.
There's the job description of a manager. Even if a manager may be a great job to have, you may be having a great time doing that job, but embedded in any manager's job description is the requirement to subordinate or compromise your personal values in favor of company priorities. That's what it means to be a manager. Serve your company first. And that act causes you to detach emotionally, whether you realize it or not.
Well, that's all part of the politics, right?
It is part of the politics. It's part of just the weirdness of being a manager. I did a lot of research.
So you're saying that the very act of executing on the company line, the company goals, the act of executing sometimes puts us into a direction that prevents us from really engaging and therefore maybe even being as effective as we could be.
That's right. So ultimately what companies want most from their managers, which is emotional commitment, the company stops managers from giving. And
right.
What managers want most from their job, which is to live their own deepest values, they
right.
stop themselves from getting.
And see, I the reason I agree with you is because I see this kind of dysfunction all the time. And it's why I say to myself, how can some of these companies not implode? How do they even continue to operate?
Well, and you see it in when companies do implode. And you have to wonder, when you look at the companies that are the horror stories in the news, from BP to
right.
back to Enron, is that just a couple of heinous people at the top? No. Managers know everything that's going on in an organization. So how do good people let that evil under the door? Jim, it's not through one heinous act. It's through constant little paper cuts to the soul that go unnoticed, untreated, and infect your true sense of self. If you don't know your values and you're not bringing them to work, nothing is weight-bearing in the company.
Right. Absolutely. So okay, as you know, my audience is a small business audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of your audience and a lot of people you talk about in the book are big companies. You just gave some references to big companies. How does this connect with small business?
I used big companies because they're easily recognizable
right.
to everybody else. So it connects to any size of business. And I own a small business. And in the early days of our company, we consulted with small businesses as well. I would say, first of all, in terms of gaining emotional commitment from your managers, that's your ultimate key to success. If you can do that, it doesn't matter what kind of resources you have. It's not how many people you have. It's what they're willing to give.
Right.
But I would also say if you're running a small business or if you own a small business, it's such a pain in the butt to do that. It's a different kind of pain in the butt
yep.
to run a big business, but it's such a pain in the butt to have the entrepreneurial experience. But if you're not able to actually fashion the business in the name of your own deepest values, it's just not worth doing it at all. So this book will definitely help you do that.
I like the fact that you talk about values in this book, because I believe that what I've been talking about a lot, Stan, is that in the future, as we go forward, customers are going to do more business with you because they align with your values, what they think your values are, and how they see you delivering on those values, than they are because you have a certain product or a certain price. Because they can get that price and that product anywhere, they're going to do business with you because of the experience, and that experience includes the fact that they are aligning with your values. What do you think?
I agree with you. That's human-to-human connectivity. People don't trust companies. They trust people.
That's right. Well, and as one of my mentors once said one time before, I'll never forget this. He said, companies don't bleed, people bleed.
Yes. Yes, very true.
And it's the truth. And so I think this values discussion, I'm glad you're doing it because I'm talking about it. And we talk a lot about value. We've always talked about value. But values, folks, that with an S on it, that really changes the game. And I'm going to get Stan to help us talk about this some more because this is important for your small business. The book is called Bury My Heart at Conference Room B, The Unbeatable Impact of Truly Committed Managers. Where is it available, Stan?
It's available any place books are sold.
And your own, website?
And our own website, which is slapcompany.com.
Stay with us 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Joe Cochran to take us out.
I'm alone in the dark, even though.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the articles that I've written and my Brain Trust members have written, the archives of past interviews like the one we're doing right now with Stan Slapp, our new guest, who's going to become an old friend real soon. And my newsletter is there, my blog is there, et cetera, et cetera. The Brain Trust, I said that, and the knowledge base, askjim.biz. And don't forget to take our poll question when you get there, right on the homepage. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Stan Slapp is our guest, S-L-A-P, that's his last name. Bury My Heart at Conference Room B. What does that mean, Stan?
I took Bury My Heart at Conference Room B loosely, very loosely, from Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee.
Right.
The story of Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee essentially is that Indians were prohibited from practicing their sacred spiritual ceremonies because it was thought by the government that would cause them to mobilize and revolutionize, when actually just the opposite was true. If you let them do what was most important to them, they wouldn't resist as much the commitment to a larger organization.
You know, a lot of people will let you inflict pain on their body without doing anything. But when you start cutting into their spirit, that's when you find out what kind of a force you're up against.
Yes, and you won't always see the resistance. But the opposite of emotional commitment is emotional detachment.
Yeah.
And again, nothing is weight bearing in terms of emotional detachment. And I do want to say I have stories throughout the book of real managers in real companies, because we did this with tens of thousands of managers before I ever wrote the book. There is one story about a small company in the Czech Republic who used Bury My Heart at Conference Room B. They were the third mobile service provider in a circumstance where the two biggest in Europe were already in and had taken all the market share.
Right.
So they were the little company that could go out of business the next day. They used Bury My Heart at Conference Room B, as they testify in the book. They used this process with all their managers. And not only did they survive, but a few years later, they were sold to Vodafone for $4.4 billion.
Wow.
And they credit Bury My Heart at Conference Room B with this.
Wow.
So I would say small business, large business, it doesn't matter. What matters is if you do business right.
Well, see, the business owners who are listening to you right now are saying, you know what, Stan? I'm emotionally, physically, financially, viscerally, spiritually committed, emotionally in every other way, committed to my business. How do I convey that to my managers?
Well, that's okay. It starts with you being able to show that you're living your own values, and then you have to make it a reasonable business proposition for yourself. This is the fear of any size company. From the company perspective, if I say to my managers, I want you to be emotionally committed, but the source of that is living your own values, that's a very dangerous thing. If I set you free to live your own values, maybe you won't hold the priorities of the company as key. But actually, just the opposite is true. If you allow people to live their own values in the company becomes something worth protecting at an entirely different level.
So, do you think that the current structure of corporate America is actually competitive as we move into the second decade of the 21st century?
No, I think there's
fault. It's obsolete, isn't it?
It's obsolete. It's very bad thinking. It's a formal hierarchy.
It manufactures fear.
Yes.
And where there's fear follows the lack of trust. And when you have that combination, you don't have any creativity.
That's true. It's either fear or bribery, and that doesn't work either. And really, it's been proven neurobiologically, repeatedly, that external reinforcement will not trigger internal motivation. This book is about...
Well, let me say one thing quickly. Survey after survey for the last 30 years shows that that nowhere in the top four or five reasons why people leave a company is money.
That's right.
Always about what you're talking about.
This is a book about triggering discretionary effort in managers. And that discretionary effort, the unhesitating, unchecked, unvarnished support for the company during good times and bad times, is going to come from emotional commitment. That's the biggest metric of emotional commitment. Your managers won't even show it to you until they need to show it to you. It's when the company gets into trouble, will they step up to save it? Only emotionally committed managers will do that. Emotional commitment only comes from them being able to live their own deepest values at work.
Napoleon once said that a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon.
Well, the bit of colored ribbon is not the money, it's the stuff that money can't buy.
It's an intangible, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
And that intangible is how they feel about the values of the company. And I'll tell you something, Stan. It's always been true. But the younger generations coming up, the Gen Xers and the Gen Ys, it's more important to them than any other generation I've ever been around.
They're conscious of it being more important to them.
Yes.
It's been important to every generation.
That's right.
It's just that this generation is aware of it. And I wouldn't call it entitlement. I would call it awareness. The companies that I profile in this book, it's true, they are some of the largest companies in the world. But they're made up of managers the same as small companies. And these are also the companies that are the most demanding in the world. And they use Bury My Heart at Conference Room B to create amazing results.
Tell us where it's available.
It is available any place books are sold, as well as through our own website,
which is
slapcompany.com.
Stan, I've enjoyed our visit. Will you come back?
I sure will. I'd love to.
We'd love to have you back.
Assuming you come back from vacation, I'll come back.
I promise you, I'm going to be back.
Right.
I gotta make payroll when I get back. What are you talking about? Hey, thanks, Stan, for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time. Bye. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.